Lesson 91, 2 Samuel 11, verse 1 through chapter 12, verse 9. Introduction. King David committed adultery with a woman named Bathsheba, who consequently became pregnant. Upon learning of Bathsheba's condition, David tried to cover his sin and eventually arranged for Bathsheba's husband, Uriah, to be killed in battle. After Uriah's death, the Lord sent the prophet Nathan to David to confront him about his wicked deeds. Suggestions for teaching. 2 Samuel 11 verses 1 through 5. David commits adultery with Bathsheba. As class begins, consider showing students a picture of a railroad switch point. Ask students if they can explain what a switch point on a railroad track is. A switch point is a piece of railroad track that can move, allowing train cars to be diverted onto another track. Explain that President Gordon B. Hinckley, when working for a railroad early in his career, received a call from a railroad worker in the state of New Jersey. He said a passenger train had arrived without its baggage car. Invite a student to read aloud President Hinckley's account of what had happened and ask the class to listen for what switch points on a train track could represent in our lives. Quote, "We discovered that a baggage car that belonged in Newark, New Jersey, was in fact in New Orleans, Louisiana, 1,500 miles from its destination. Just the 3-inch movement of the switch in the St. Louis yard by a careless employee had started it on the wrong track, and the distance from its true destination increased dramatically. That is the way it is in our lives. Instead of following a steady course, we are pulled by some mistaken idea in another direction. The movement away from our original destination may be ever so small, but if continued, that very small movement becomes a great gap, and we find ourselves far from where we intended to go." End quote. Considering President Hinckley's statement, what do you think a switch point could represent in our lives? Ask students to look for principles as they study 2 Samuel 11 and 12 that can help them make wise decisions. Some decisions we make may appear small or insignificant, but the end consequence of those decisions could greatly affect the course of our lives. Invite a student to read 2 Samuel 11, 1 through 5 aloud. Ask students to follow along and look for a series of decisions King David made that led him in the wrong direction. You might suggest that students mark what they find. What were some of the decisions David made that led him in the wrong direction? List students' responses on the board near the picture of the switch point. Responses might include the following. Tarried at Jerusalem instead of going to battle, in verse 1. Looked upon a woman washing herself, verse 2. Inquired after her, verse 3. Brought Bathsheba to his house, even though he knew she was married, verse 4. Committed adultery, verse 4. What can we learn from David's choice to stay home when it was time for kings to be with their soldiers in battle? Students may use different words, but they should identify something similar to the following principle. If we are not where we should be, we can become more susceptible to temptation. Invite students to give some examples of situations that illustrate this principle. Note: decide which doctrines and principles to emphasize. A normal scripture block will often contain more material than can be meaningfully discussed in a class period. Guidelines to help you decide what to teach. Listen to the promptings from the Holy Ghost, seek to determine the intent of the inspired author, emphasize converting principles and doctrines, and consider students' needs and abilities. Point to David's decisions listed on the board. Then ask the following questions. What righteous choice could David have made when he first saw Bathsheba washing herself? What does the phrase, "the woman was very beautiful to look upon," in verse 2 imply that David chose to do? At what other points could David have controlled his lustful desires and corrected the direction he was heading? As students respond, you might ask how the results of each corrected decision may have changed David's experience. What principle can we learn from David's choice to entertain lustful desires? Students may identify a variety of principles, but help them recognize the following. If we choose to entertain lustful desires, we become susceptible to serious sin. Write this principle on the board. Explain that one way some people choose to entertain lustful desires is by using pornography. The word pornography refers to any pictures, videos, books, or song lyrics intended to stimulate sexual desires. Consider inviting a student to read aloud the following statement. Quote, pornography in all forms is especially dangerous and addictive. What may begin as an unexpected exposure or a curious exploration can become a destructive habit. Use of pornography is a serious sin and can lead to other sexual transgression. Avoid pornography at all costs. It causes you to lose the guidance of the Spirit and can damage your ability to have a normal relationship with others, especially your future spouse. It limits your ability to feel true love. If you encounter pornography, turn away from it immediately. End quote. From For the Strength of the Youth booklet, page 12. To help students understand and feel the truth and importance of the principles they have learned from the account of David and Bathsheba, you may want to show the video David and Bathsheba, To Look Upon. In this video, Elder Dallin H. Oakes of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles uses the account of David and Bathsheba to illustrate the damaging effects of pornography and to offer hope to those under its influence. Ask students to consider as they watch the video how David's life could have been different if he had not chosen to look upon Bathsheba and then inquire after her and send for her after he saw her from his roof. This video is available on LDS.org. Invite students to ponder for a moment about what they can do to both avoid and control unwanted thoughts and lustful desires. Encourage students to go where they should be and to refuse to entertain lustful desires so they can avoid temptation and sin. Testify of the happiness that can result from learning to control desires and of the Lord's willingness to help us succeed in doing so. 2 Samuel 11, 6-27. David attempts to hide his sin. Ask students to imagine they have an opportunity to counsel David about what he should do regarding his adultery with Bathsheba. What would you counsel David to do? Invite a student to read 2 Samuel 11, 6-13 aloud. Ask the class to look for what David chose to do instead of repent. Why do you think David was trying to persuade Uriah to go home? As students respond, you may want to point out that David wanted Uriah to spend the night with Bathsheba, so it would appear that Uriah was responsible for his wife's pregnancy. Why did Uriah refuse to go home? In what way did Uriah's actions, which were motivated by devotion to Israel, contrast with David's actions? Uriah showed great integrity and self-control, but David's actions were selfish and unrestrained. Invite a student to read 2 Samuel 11, 14-17 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for what David did to hide his sin of adultery. What sin did David commit in order to hide his adultery? What can we learn from David's attempt to hide his sin? After students respond, write the following principle on the board. Seeking to hide our sins can lead to additional and more serious sins. Note: help students identify doctrines and principles. One central purpose of studying the Scriptures is to learn doctrines and principles of the Gospel. Identifying doctrines and principles from the Scriptures is a fundamental of Gospel teaching and learning. Learning how to identify them takes thoughtful effort and practice. As you help students identify doctrines and principles, be sure to help them clearly and simply state these truths to ensure they understand them. What are some other examples of how hiding sins can lead to more serious sins? Summarize 2 Samuel 11, 18-25 by explaining that when a messenger reported the death of several of David's soldiers, including Uriah, David replied with indifference, saying, quote, "The sword devoureth one as well as another," end quote, and encouraged his army to continue in battle. Invite a student to read 2 Samuel 11, 26 through 27. Ask the class to look for what David did next. What did David do after Uriah was dead? Explain that David thought that no one had found out about his sins and that he had successfully hidden them. What do we learn from verse 27 that counters the idea that one can successfully sin in secret? 2 Samuel 12, 1-9. David's sins are exposed, and he experiences serious consequences. Explain that the Lord sent the prophet Nathan to David, and Nathan told him a parable, a story with symbolic meaning. Invite a student to read 2 Samuel 12, 1-4 aloud. Ask the class to look for what Nathan was teaching David. What does it mean in verse 4 that the rich man, quote, took the poor man's lamb and dressed it, end quote? He killed the lamb and prepared it as a meal for his guest. Why was this a cruel thing for the rich man to do? Ask a student to read 2 Samuel 12, 5-6 aloud. Invite the class to follow along, looking for what David said should happen to the rich man. What punishment did King David propose for the rich man who stole the poor man's lamb? Invite a student to read 2 Samuel 12, 7-9 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and imagine how it might have felt to be in David's position as he listened to the prophet say these words. If you had been in David's position, how might you have felt when the prophet Nathan said, "Thou art the man"? Why? How was David like the rich man in this parable? What can we learn from this account of Nathan exposing David's sins? Students may identify a variety of truths, including the following. We cannot hide our sins from God. Considering what you have learned from the account of David and his sins, why do you think it is important that we admit our mistakes and sins and correct them early? Testify of the truths identified in this lesson, and invite students to ponder how they will apply these truths. You may want to encourage students to consider carefully where their decisions, even those that seem small, are leading them. Also encourage them to repent of their sins quickly, rather than trying to hide them. Scripture Mastery Review. Using tests and quizzes allows students to assess their mastery in locating, understanding, or memorizing Scripture Mastery passages. It can also help them determine which passages they know well and which they still need to master. As students perform well on tests and quizzes, their confidence in their knowledge of the Scriptures will grow. Students have studied 10 Scripture Mastery passages so far in this course. Create and administer a Scripture Mastery test on these 10 passages. This could be done using the Scripture Mastery bookmark or cards, and you could administer the test on paper or verbally. Some testing ideas can be found in the appendix of this manual.